Hosea chapter 3. Yahweh said to me, Go again, love a woman loved by another, and an adulteress, even as Yahweh loves the children of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love cakes of raisins. That's what they used at the idol shrines. So I bought her for myself for 15 pieces of silver and a homer and a half of barley. Well, you could read this as God saying, right, you've gone through all that grief with Gomer. I want you to go through it with another woman who also is in a relationship with another person and is an adulteress. It could be that the two women in Hosea's life are like Israel and Judah. And he buys her for 15 pieces of silver and a homer and a half of barley, as if he's really having to scrape together all that he's got. Gomer has made him a poor man. She's blown all his wealth. He gave it to her to try to persuade her that he loved her, and she just blew it on worshipping idols. I said to her, You shall stay with me many days. You shall not play the prostitute, and you shall not be with any other man. And I will also be so toward you. So that, of course, is how God is towards us. He is totally faithful to us. It's not for us to go flirting with other men, with other gods. For the children of Israel shall live many days without king and without prince and without sacrifice and without ephod or idols. Afterward the children of Israel shall return and seek Yahweh their God and David their king, and shall come with trembling to Yahweh and to his blessings in the last days. So finally, in the last days, the children of Israel will come back to God. This is the wonderful hope of Israel. They will come trembling, realizing how unfaithful they have been. And what a wonderful time it will be. And that is why we should be out there trying to preach to Israel, trying to get folks to repent, trying to get them to see that God does love them, because it is now the last days. And this great return to God by Israel is going to happen in the last days. But of course, we ourselves have got to realize that we also have sinned. We've also been unfaithful. And he's so urgent and desperate to restore relationship with us. He's not indifferent. It's not that he doesn't care. He really does. And he really wants relationship with us.